First of all, I can say that I'm very happy that I asked to read the last one. Because I think that what we brought in was a totally different voice. It's not that we have testimonies, no. We are looking for the testimony to do something else. Because we have them, let's do something with them. But the other way around. What was lacking for me was really in other institutions, let's make a project and use the testimonies as texts because we want to achieve I don't know what. I missed many, many goals, pedagogical goals. What do you want to achieve? What kind of an aim do you have for your activity? Memory for me is very interesting. It means nothing. We have so many historical events. We don't remember them. And everybody lost family in World War I. Everybody in Europe. Many, many families lost family. My grandfather was also a soldier in World War I. He even had an Iron Cross from the Kaiser. Nobody talks about it in that sense that it really happened. Okay, it's in the books and you have to read it if you learn European history. Because it happened and we call the Second World War the Second, so there must have been the First. By the way, in my opinion, this was the First World War because this is the first time that really the whole world was in war. But okay, this is a European egocentric view of the world. So it's a Second. So why is it so important to remember it? Why do we spend so much money and ask for the foundation, for instance, for money to do... Why? What's it? If you don't use it for a goal, then leave it in peace. Okay, so witnesses are dying, so what? Old people die. You want to make a project in your city of your old citizens? Great. But then you want to remember the history of your city or your village. There is a goal to it. Nobody goes and spends energy on something that has no goal. And all of a sudden here, okay, so there is oral history and there's all these great archives. They are only there to be used, not as a goal on itself, to have an archive. This is not a goal. So why? Why do you invite children to come to the oral history archive? What will they do there? This is really the question, and it was not touched. We tried, I don't know what extent we succeeded in convincing people that there is a goal there, but we tried. At least I'm conscious all the time of why do I do it. And I really hoped to hear it from others, and I didn't. Maybe a little bit from Masua in the Eichmann trial thing, but all the others did not convince me of any pedagogical reason why. Okay, so this is a crucial point. The other is really what do we want to use? Do we want to use the witness as a person or do we want to use him or her as a way to state that the Holocaust really happened? So is it a survivor's testimony or a Holocaust testimony? And in my opinion, we are missing the point if we only talk about Holocaust testimonies. Because this has already been established by courts, not by films, are not important, but the courts accepted it. So we have documentation. But the survivors as people, how did they live afterwards? What did they take with them from this to shape my world, your world? This is what is interesting. And then the survivor's testimony is interesting. This was also not really related. I'm still happy that we met because it is an opportunity again and again and again to ask this question, why? Why is it so important?